Afternoon, Jules fans. Jules and Red Injury Time podcast is back. Just the two of us this week. We're missing our regular host. He's not had a great week, has he? Matt's here, by the way. Matt's with me.
Good afternoon. We have just enjoyed another 3 points, haven't we? But we'll have a little chat
about
that in a little while.
Yeah. So, yeah, Stocky's not had a great week, bless him. I texted him last week because he plays football on Sunday. So, how'd it go? He said, yeah. He said, I came on at half time. 5 minutes later, chased a loose ball. And one of his teammates ran into him. He went down. His knee's in a bad way again, and he's in today. He's all strapped up. He's back on crutches.
Massive, yeah. It doesn't look clever, to be fair. Being an expert in knee injuries.
Yeah, as you said, we just keep swapping over. I was like, don't worry, with crutches.
I think a couple of people said today. Yeah, it seems to be that there's at least one of us on crutches in the pre-field at any time. It feels like, but yeah. And he was a mess today, wasn't he?
Yeah, I was going to say we were supposed to have done this this morning when there was going to be three of us, but. He was a little bit hungover. He went out with his football lot last night, probably high on his tablets as well.
And drunk a lot of shots, he said.
Yeah, when he came home, I had to mother him for a couple of hours. I gave him some mini cheddars, because that's what he wanted. Then he wanted some chocolate, so I gave him a chocolate mousse.
Didn't eat them together?
Yeah, he spilt some of the chocolate mousse on his jumper. He then licked it off his jumper, decided he didn't want any more mousse.
And then slept on the sofa.
Yeah, he then said to me, I'm going to go for a wee. So I gave him his crutches, and then he laid down beside me and fell asleep and passed out.
And didn't he say that he went to sleep on the kitchen floor for a little while?
Yeah, so I was poking him and prodding him, trying to get him to wake up, and he weren't having it. So I got him a bowl, because I'm a good mother like that. Put that beside him, done him a cold glass of water. And I went and got a spare duvet and chucked out over him.
And left him there?
Yeah, and then I left him. And then I woke up this morning to a message saying I slept on the kitchen floor for a couple of hours. But yeah, he made it upstairs. He was looking a mess when I went up to him this morning.
He was looking a mess throughout today's
day. He wasn't coming, was he? And then he decided he was.
He didn't look nice. He was a deep shade of grey for most of proceedings.
Yeah, you put a video up as well of him managing to spill his water.
Trying to drink a bottle of water.
An absolute write-off today he was.
He ended up with hair in his hot dog.
Yep.
Crumbs on his gloves. Then he basically
water
just poured water down himself. I don't know if he thought he was Triple H or something, but he just looked like a homeless idiot.
So yeah, he was supposed to have been here, but he's spending an evening with Rachel after the week he's had.
It's your responsibility now, Rach.
Yeah, I tagged Rach in and said, I'm done caring for him. It's been my 12 hours, it's now your turn. So yeah, we've got no Stocky, but the show goes on, as we say.
Exactly, yep.
He's given us a couple of stories to talk about. Just quickly, I've redecorated the tree, look.
In Jules colours.
It's all blue and white, yeah.
Mrs. Jules and the bloke will like it.
It's not great.
It's a boy's Christmas tree.
Yeah, it looks like a couple of blokes have decorated it, but yeah.
At least you made the effort, that's the thing.
Yeah, so that's done. so two stories he wanted me to talk about.
Yep.
So last Thursday night, Stocky started playing darts just recently, isn't he? Being our spare person.
Yeah, while I was on crutches.
Yep. Yeah, that's... Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, and ironically, you couldn't come last week, and he did. Anyway, he was losing. He was teaming up with my mate Ash. They weren't playing very well, anyway. He hit a good score in two darts, and Ash says to him, shut your eyes for the last one, screw it. So he throws it.
And nearly blinded someone.
How he didn't blind the guy, yeah. And like, he was laughing, because he just thought he'd just like thrown it into the floor. And when we turned around, the guy was like frozen, like he said he blew past his face, he felt it go past his face. Like how, I don't know how he done it.
It's funny because we missed him.
Yeah, and the funniest bit for me was Stocky didn't even apologise, just kept laughing. Didn't once go and say sorry or anything, no. So, that was his darts experience. He says he only comes along for the food, but he's been playing recently. And now he's almost blinding someone.
We all go for the food.
Yeah.
We have to play darts to get the buffet.
Yeah. Because we're not very good at darts, but we are good at eating a buffet.
We are good at buffets, to be fair.
Speaking of eating, you know, seamless.
Go on then.
Yeah, so I don't know if he told you. I think he'd tell you a story the other day when you were around. So, last week I had a Subway. And,
the cookies.
Yeah, and I'm too lazy when I get up out of bed after work to go down to Subway and pick
it
up myself.
Bear in mind, people, it is literally a 5 minute
I mean, it would take, yeah, it takes me about as long as to get dressed it would to walk down there. So I thought, no, I'm going to order it for what? I'm not paying for delivery. So I had to get the order up. I only had a foot long. That was it.
Wee.
So, yeah, it gives you the options of what you want to, you know, you've got to build your... Your bill up, so it's free delivery. Well, I went with cookies, and the options were a pack of three cookies, which wouldn't have taken me to free delivery, or a pack of 12, which definitely did take me into the free delivery. So anyone, any regular listeners would probably know which option I took. Stockies asked me why I didn't say two lots of three or three lots of three. Well, I didn't think like that, and I went for the pack of 12.
You just saw it getting over the line and free delivery.
I literally ate two of the 12, right? So my foot long ended up costing me like 12 quid. I'm too lazy to walk down there.
12 look for, Stockies, for a sandwich.
Yeah, which I could have made it. I had all the stuff in-house. I could have done it. But Stocky had, I think, three. Rachel had a couple, and there was still loads. I threw half of them away yesterday. You've got
to rock up now. Yeah. You don't want to beat them, you lose a tooth.
But yeah, he wanted me to just make that clear to people. Just me being an idiot, basically.
Rather waste money than walk for 5 minutes.
Yeah, pretty standard, that. So we quickly made an agenda, because so it was meant to happen this morning. Next thing on my list is today. We'll quickly talk about today.
Deserved it again, didn't we? I
think yeah.
They had probably, what, 15 minutes? No, not even that. 10 minutes first half?
Yeah, after in first half we were much, much better.
Just before we'd scored?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
But Jack Bonham didn't make
it. We had a little spell, and I think you said now it's our turn to have a spell, and then we scored.
Yeah, he scored two in a couple of minutes. It was went from 0-0 to 2-0 really quickly, and then their goal was a fucking worldie, in fairness, isn't it?
Yeah. You won't see many better than our, I don't think, against us this season.
One touch on his knee takes it away from the first defense.
Yeah, I think first touch is almost fluky, isn't it? And then it gets better.
Then the second touch, he backheels it over his own head and runs onto it, brings it under control, and smashes it left-footed straight through Jack Bonham into the far corner. And at that point, we thought, tricky. Because we haven't conceded for so long at home.
No, and then we did have an iffy few minutes, didn't we, to say the least.
But then, I'm not going to say it like Doug said it.
Doug. She's very good for language today.
Doug, the stadium announcer, did the full goal announcement in fluent German. So that would give you a clue as to who scored the third. It was the captain.
And that was after he did... the second goal, the first goal scorer, Mika Mandarin.
He went full Joey Barton, Mikael Mandarin.
I bet he was gutted when it was Brandon Hanlon. Because he had
like
to say Brandon Hanlon.
Too much of the Mickey Flanagan DVD with the old restaurant and the ambiance.
Doug's got previous. When we had Chris Welp down, he used to read it and go, Chris Welp, 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 and it would just keep going.
Yeah, that was weird, but... This was odd. He just went very European for us today.
Yeah.
But fair play.
He's obviously got a European dictionary for Christmas.
Someone's done him a German book for Secret Santa, it seems. But yeah, all in all, we were better than them and we deserved to win.
We deserved that today, didn't we?
We were 3 points off the playoffs until all the other three games
kicked off. Until about 15 minutes ago, yeah.
And now it's back to six. But no, we're playing well and it's been a good season so far, I think.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to games. We keep saying it, don't we? It's nice to go into Christmas as well and think we're playing well.
Thinking about... How far up can we go rather than how far away from the bottom
three?
Yeah,
it's strange. You know, you check the league table now and don't have to scroll, which is there.
Just there it is, nicely in the top half of the table.
Where the majority of us think and thought at the start of the season we will finish around there.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I said ninth, you said...
I think I said 11th this year. Yeah.
So, but we'll see.
Yeah, still plenty more to come. Obviously, there's more games to come over Christmas.
Yeah, lots to get through.
It's only the Ipswich one we're missing, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Three of the next four at home still, aren't they? So, yeah, Rochdale, Portsmouth and West Ham would be there for all of them. Right, what's the subject anyway?
So, I've already forgotten. You've got it on your phone, yeah? It's Christmas related. Because were you trying to do yours in the car? Yeah.
Ghosts of Christmas past, present and future, isn't it? Yeah. So, we put on... Well, I didn't. Stocky did before he had a drink.
Yeah.
Put on Facebook and Twitter that you had to pick a five-a-side team, which was two past... Two present
and one
transfer target realistic.
Yeah.
Can I do mine quick before I forget it?
Yeah, go on, because I'm still thinking of my future.
I've gone for Jack Bonham and Connor Ogilvie as my part. No, I haven't, for present. My past, I've gone for Bradley Dack and John Egan. And my transfer target future would be Dominic Samuel. So that's Bonham, Ogilvie, Egan, Dack, Samuel. There's mine. And I shall find someone. Thank
you. I know four of my five. It's just a future one I'm struggling with.
Okay.
Like you, I went with Jack Bonham in goal. But I've also got Barry Fuller.
Okay.
That's for a present, yeah?
Yeah, that's your two present.
I have to say, it's in my head to keep it going. Right. Past was my two favourite players probably of all time. Chris Hope and Paul Shaw.
Okay.
Future one's a difficult one. And thinking realistically... I would say Alex Jakubiak, because I think there's a chance we'll get him on a permanent.
Cool. That's a bit left field. Yeah, I like that one.
I said to Stocky recently that although he's not been regular starting and up until last week he hadn't scored for a while, he's a realistic target.
He's
similar to Hanlon.
I mean, we can say his name now. We couldn't say his name at the beginning of the season, so we're allowed to sign him permanently now.
That's just a left field one, me saying to Kubiak.
Has Stocky done it, or has he just forgot to comment on his own?
I think he may have forgotten to comment.
The week that he's had. Right, I'm going to read some Facebook ones then. Right, first up was Jason Day, and he has gone with Andy Hess for his fitness, and he will chase every ball.
Yeah.
Paul Shaw, who has a great command of linking back and front. Jack Bonham, because you need a good goalkeeper. Brandon Hanlon, fast and keeps the ball at his feet. And for the future, I will look at a striker. Would like us to make a run for Owen Doyle, but probably out of reach, if not Marcus Force or Tyler Walker. I thought Doyle would have been the most achievable out of three.
I don't, because Doyle... We said in the car on the way back, didn't we? He's just made it 10 in 10, I think, now, or 10 games running, or 10 goals, whatever.
Is he like the top scorer in Europe in league football? I think so. He definitely is number four in England.
He didn't do it at Bradford last season in League One, did he?
But they were cack.
Yeah, that is true. He was very good a couple of seasons ago, back in Oldham, I believe.
Oldham, Preston, he went to in the Championship.
Didn't work out for him, Preston.
He nearly kept Oldham up, didn't he, a couple of seasons back?
Yeah. I think the other two are more realistic. I like the lad at Wimbledon, that Marcus Force.
He's from Brentford, isn't he? I think he's doing really well. Yeah. Tyler Walker was one that we were linked to in the summer, but we were linked to Kieran Agard as well. And he was.
Oh, yeah, it was Kieran Agard day today, and he did naffle.
He was shite.
Yeah.
Which was good. Right, next one is from Danny Stephen Andrew, and he has gone for Paolo Gazzaniga, Barry Fuller, Mark Byrne, Nicky Southall, and for me, Toby Show Silver.
Oh, Toby Show Silver. He's at he was at Dover or Bromley.
Oh, non-league.
He's a striker.
Yes, right,
yeah. He's ex-Charlton,
or
I believe.
Or if not, Joe Piggott. So there's some good ones in there. So
see, I like Joe Piggott, but I just think he'll be slightly out of our price range.
Yeah, I'm not sure what his contract situation is.
I don't think this season he's not really been as good as this since he was last, has he?
No, he's been sort of...
Maybe he could be
under the radar because of the form of that Marcus Force. Next one was Jaffa Brown. Do you want to read them?
Jaffa Brown has gone for Stuart Nelson in goal, Max Amar and Barry Fuller. Marcus Maddison, who I don't think is realistic,
but worth about 3 million,
fair play, yeah. And Tony Cascarino up front. I would love Marcus Maddison, but... That's not going to happen, is it?
I can't see it, to be honest, but I admire the optimism, Jaffa. Rachel Bradley, friend of the pod. Mrs. Stock.
Stocky's carer for the next 24 hours until I see him again. Until I get tagged in again.
Past as she has gone for Jason Brown, my favourite ever Jules goalkeeper, and Andy Hessen-Taylor, obvious reasons, fine. Present, Barry Fuller, solid, dependable. Jack Tucker, this is a weird description of a footballer. Young and virile.
Okay.
And future, Tom Eaves. We need a striker who can score goals at our level. He'll be missing Medway so much, I assume we're getting him on loan in January. That'd be nice.
He needs to come back because he's promised that we can go out drinking with him.
Darren Stocker's replied to that. But a future player that I also feel is also a past player. I'm not sure how I feel about this.
Yeah, when they're just going to
terms and conditions don't prohibit this year. They've gone very husband and wife for a couple of messages. We'll leave that there. Adrian Smith has gone Joe Walsh. That's an interesting one. Bruce, John Egan, Mark Byrne and Brandon Hanlon. He's got three present there, so he's cheated.
Or is he looking at Joe Walsh's future?
Or has he gone as Joe Walsh's future? Yeah, we'll let you have that, Adrian, because it's very well worked
out. The fact
out.
That Stocky hasn't tried to argue it says that he's letting that one go.
Yep, that's fine. Roop Smith, do you want to read them out?
Ron Hilliard has passed. Danny Westwood has passed. Barry Fuller and Jack Tucker is present. And... it's a strange one.
Grandson or granddaughter of Andy Hessen.
Who will obviously wear the number 8 shirt.
This is one of them where you have a bet on, is it? And like he'll play for England
in
10 years.
Chris Kirkland's
like
dad.
That was one, yep. Right, that was everything for that on
Facebook.
So let me find the Twitter ones. On Twitter we've got not many. There might not be any. Okay. Oh, we've got a couple, sorry. Joe Collett Cramp has replied and said Jim Stannard in goal, Barry Fuller as a defender, Andy Hessenthaler and Mark Byrne in midfield, and then Bez Lubala from Crawley as a future. up front.
That sounds realistic. I mean, I don't can't say I know a lot about the guy, but being at Crawley, it's realistic.
Yeah, it says he might be attainable. Again, we don't know what contract situations are. And Craig Hugh in Everett has gone for Vince Bartram in goal, Guy Butters and Alfie Jones as a defensive pair, Mark Byrne in the middle, and Colby Bishop, Accrington Stanley. Yeah, he's been doing very well out there,
and
I think.
One I think is probably slightly out of our range because they're in our league and he's scoring goals.
Is he up to 10 or 11? Where are they getting from? Is it up?
Yeah, I see. 8, 10
or something?
No, I think it was lower than that.
Was it Bishop Stortford?
No, I heard it. I only watched the EFL one actually the day it was on, yeah.
And I think James mentioned it on the D3, D4 podcast as well. But yeah, he's doing really well up there. And in fairness to him, they've not missed Billy Key too much because Billy Key's still battling mental health problems, unfortunately. Still hasn't featured for them, but we wish him well. But yeah, that's all of them. So that was some good choices there. Some pretty left-field ones I like.
I like the idea of that as a topic as well. That was very different this week.
Well done for doing something properly this week, Stocky. Right, what was next?
All right, where's my agenda gone? So next, I've got caption competition, or do you want to do Dutch rumour? Because we have one for our Dutch scout.
Let's do that then, because the window opens in a couple of weeks. No, just over a week now, isn't it?
I mean, how long have you got? Because this is impressive. Right, so a Stocky likes to call him our Dutch correspondent. So the message says, no solid transfer rumours ahead of the new year, I'm afraid, although I can confirm the following. Strapping, guys, this is long. Right, this says, Steve Evans has signed up for Twitter. The only accounts he's following are those of Johnson Clark Harris and Greg Wallace off MasterChef. Make of that what you will. Also, Paul Rayner has been seen at several lower league grounds, including the Hive and Edgeley Park, in order to keep the price of any prospective players down. He's gone in disguise as Blakey from On the Buses. Plenty of off the pitch news this week. The club is gripped by Christmas fever, with some players taking it further than others. Max Aymer is a big fan of It's a Wonderful Life and has been playing it on his iPad for the last 2 weeks, calling over other players when his favourite bits come on. It all got too much for Connor Ogilvie, though. His phone made a ringing noise and Max quipped, every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings. Connor replied, every time a bell rings, I hate you some more. Now if you speak to me again, I'll arrest you. Merry gentlemen, and it will be a silent night for the rest of us.
Fight.
Well, yeah, we did say Dave Connor looks like he can have a scrap, don't we?
This is long, isn't it?
Yep, so the next part. Jack Tucker may be making friends on the pitch, but off is a different story. He's pissing everyone off with his constant questions. When is Christmas Day? Will Santa come? What have you got me? He's been told her twice by Paul Scally for peeling back the corner of a wrapping paper and for presents under a tree to see what he's getting. Club legend Barry Fuller has stepped in and offered to mentor him, saying to Paul Scally, listen, Scales, he's a good lad. He's just a bit excited. Let me look after him and show him how a Jewish player should be at Christmas. By the way, did you get action, man, with the swivelly eyes? Did you? I asked for it. I even wrote it down. You did, didn't you? Yes. Skill, I think that says. It was a players' Christmas party on Wednesday and everyone had a great time. Brandon Hanlon was the unfortunate fancy dress competition. Oh, sorry, it was the unofficial one. Fancy dress competition with his Woody from Toy Story costume. He later admitted to Jack Bonham that he'd forgotten it was fancy dress. He'd come in his work clothes as he's recently taken a job as a night watchman at a Wild West themed office block in Fannet.
I want that to happen.
He won a prize of £25 of Megastore vouchers to be spent at midnight before Sunday. Money goes to money. After a party, most of the players went home, but Ollie Lee and Regan Charles Cook were seen at 2 in the morning playing for 5 real fruities in the working men's club on Rock Avenue. Ollie spunked the best part of a oncer. I assume that's a one-er. But Charles Cook dropped a big one after half an hour and had to walk home with £500 in pound coins. His missus heard him coming up the path, sounded like the milkman, and opened the door naked, only to be disappointed.
That's
cool. I like that, I'd have read the bottom line. Finally, Mrs. G was out doing a bit of last-minute festive shopping at Clackett Lane Services. She was trying to decide whether to spend her last £20 on some board sweets or a magic tree air freshener when she heard someone say, bugger it, I'll get him that blue CD on the Hallmark label. That's sure to be good. It was Alex Jakubiak's, what should we call her? Who do you think it is?
Might be Auntie Violet.
It is. Alex Jakubiak also has an Auntie Violet, and she was on her way back from a day trip to Chatteris Museum in Cambridgeshire. Yeah, cheers, Dutch.
That's it, is it?
Yeah, because the last bit is him just wishing us all a Merry Christmas and all that jazz.
Sounds pretty kosher, as normal, I think.
It does, doesn't it?
Pretty good chance. Right, that's
brilliant. Showed the door naked. Oh, I bet he wasn't laughing then, because we love his laugh.
He's got a good smile and a good laugh.
Right, caption competition.
I think you don't eat.
There's a picture of I screenshotted recently after the Wimbledon game of Max Amart probably arguing with the ref, who was bloody awful.
I don't know what game that's in.
It's definitely the Wimbledon game, because I've got a picture after. Yeah.
Right, we've got some Facebook. We've got 14 comments on Facebook, and we've got about half a dozen on Twitter as well to get through.
Yeah. Where do you want to start?
I didn't actually put one up, but I was trying to make one. No.
I'm sure mine was Christmas related. I think I said, what do you mean you've run out of pigs in blankets?
Oh, mine was, what do you mean I look like Boz? Just because I've got a beard and closely cropped hair.
Right, you see, you say that, and I'm sure on Facebook someone's put, what do you mean I look like Matt Boozy? I'm sure I've seen that.
Right, well, we'll start with Twitter then, and then we'll get to Facebook. On. Right, first one to reply was Jay Wilson. You use shampoo and conditioner?
Because the referee's bald.
Yeah, he's a bald idiot as well. Owen, who is friend of the channel and does make appearances from time to time, but we've not seen him for a while. Wait, so you slag the players and staff off on forums, but you don't go to games?
Ooh, bitchy.
Rachel, so you're telling me you sat through 2.5 hours of that pile of...
Yes.
Sorry, my daughter's in the road. And you didn't want to gouge your own eyes out with a rusty chisel or plug your ears with quick drying cement. And then open brackets, they've had a cosy festive night in front of The Holiday, ditto Love Actually. Big fan, are you, Rachel, of Love Actually, by the sound
If you saw her tweets last week, she's not a fan. I can confirm that.
Alan Spore has replied and put, are you sure you are not Mr. Kettle? To which Frank O'Shaughnessy has replied and put, what, you're booking me for that? But Boz said I could use his sunbed.
I haven't seen that.
Have to listen to previous episodes to get that joke. And the final
Stocky was gone ages, all right? He's not here to defend himself, so I can say that.
That's what we like about him today. And Gary, at Gary Football Nut, I told you I wasn't in Inglorious Bastards. There's some good ones on there. Right, on to Facebook. We have got... No, we haven't, because I've just deleted it, Bombs, don't. There's the page again. 14 comments.
I'm sure the first one was me.
Boz, there's no pigs in blankets. You've ruined Christmas.
Yes, and Mother, if you're listening, get the pigs in blankets in.
Have you seen Elder doing a massive one?
I have,
like a Catherine wheel type thing. Two foot long it is.
Lasts me about 10 minutes, that.
Mind you, if it's like your Subway, you'll have to order it with about 7,000 cookies so it gets delivered for free. Daryl Swan has commented and put, what do you mean Scally has no money? Greg Lewis, what do you mean grown men only eat shreddies? Again, referencing previous episodes. Paul Reid is quite in context with that referee and his performance. Are you sure you've passed the ref's exams? Another Trevor Kettle reference from Simon Chaplin. Even Trevor Kettle is better than you.
Wow, insult.
Rick Turner, what, Fred Perry is coming to West Ham? Andy Wheatley, Steve Evans ate who? He's doing a good job. Adrian Smith, right, listen, ref. Evans missed his bowl of porridge this morning and he's one unhappy bear. So like Goldilocks, I would make a quick exit if I was you, okay? Dave Gay, are you joking, ref? It's Christmas. Jaffa Brown, did you not hear me? We are the pride of Kent. Gary Myers Co., what do you mean Die Hard isn't a Christmas movie? Ogilvy playing at left back, are you sure? That comes from Nathan Bolton. Oh, here is the one reference to me. Steve Holness. Ref, did you just say I look like Matt? And finally on Facebook, Terry Radcliffe says, are you really a ref? You look more like a womble.
Interesting comment, that one.
There's a few wide varied ones there. Enjoyable as always.
So we're almost through it now. We've almost made it through without Stocky.
That is it, I think.
Yeah, so there's no name in the frame. And what have I wrote down there for a reason?
Due to lazy Stocky and Boz. He's been quite honest about it.
Yeah, because Mama Sadibi has been in it as long as we have now. And he needs to be replaced. We haven't put Chris Hope in there yet.
We have to start charging him rent if he stays any longer.
Well, I'm hoping he's going to pay towards the mortgage, to be honest.
Mortgage, yeah, because that honest, as you bought a house, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, I think we're done, aren't we?
I think that's it. Good 3 points. Some good stuff from people that have got involved. So all we've got to say is...
Before the usual, obviously, this is probably going to be the last pod of the year, I think.
Yeah,
I'll be surprised if we can get another one in due to...
Not if Stocky's going to be drinking more alcohol when he can't handle it.
Yeah, so there's a good chance this will be the last one of the year. Whatever you're doing, stay safe. Enjoy your Christmas. Don't do anything silly.
Have a good new year.
Don't end up on crutches like any of us, because we're all idiots.
Yep.
The Match Day Live will be out later. Retweet, like, comment, all that jazz.
And until next time.
Yeah, and we'll see you in the new year. Until next time.
Up the Jills.